the 21st of March last year, I was supposed to fly to San Francisco. I was going to the Bay Area to visit friends, then I was off to the state of Oregon to spend time with family and to help my mom celebrate her 95th birthday. There was a lot going on with the COVID-19 leading up to my departure date, March 21st. And my oldest boy, Michael, who lives locally, really didn't want me to go. And what he did, rather than just confronting me and saying, "Mom, I don't think this is a good idea. I don't want you to go," because, you know, there might have been pushback. He just started this amazing campaign, and he started sending me articles and podcasts. He got me introduced to the Worldometer coronavirus, infection rate that I was looking at every day. He was calling me more often at different times of the day. He was checking with me to see if I was reading or listening to the things that he was sending. We were having these what-if conversations. It was like just before my eyes, like my son was turning into an epidemiologist. His campaign was persistent. It was effective, and on the 10th of March, I canceled my trip. 2 days later, on the 12th of March, the San Francisco Bay Area went into what we call lockdown. For them, it's stay-at-home orders. Very shortly after that, the entire state of Oregon, which has the population of New Zealand, they went into stay-at-home orders. Then it was our turn. So when we got told that we had 3 days, 72 hours before our lockdown, my level of dread, my level of anxiety and stress was really pretty high. With the guy who was in the White House at the time, not to be named, I was terribly, terribly concerned about all my friends and relatives that I had in the States. You know, they were worried, I was worried. And then in that 72-hour period that we had, this amazing thing happened, this kind of comedy relief, this wonderful diversion called toilet paper. And there were just like so many wonderful stories about people hoarding toilet paper and people getting into physical fights in supermarkets over toilet paper, and news companies having their cameras pan the empty shelves of where, toilet paper normally resides, but it's like all gone. And I marveled at how smart people were to realize, to kind of do the math really quickly. Like, if they're going to be spending a lot of time at home, the one thing that they absolutely have to have is toilet paper. I mean, I was impressed. So, like I say, it was just this really great diversion. I put the toilet paper thing, kind of back of mind a wee bit as we entered into our lockdown here. And immediately I realized that I needed a project. So I had these boxes in my garage, a lot of them, and they were filled with 30 plus years of correspondence, letters and postcards and cards, photographs as well. My intention was to call deeply. And every day I would do like a little bit of, going through all this paperwork, and I realized that I was struggling with the cards and the postcards. And it wasn't the sentiment that was written inside of them. It was the visual. It was the artwork. It was, what they looked like on the outside. I was really having a hard time throwing them away. I spread them out on my kitchen table, and this one day, I still have this toilet paper thing in the back of my mind. This one day, I'm passing by, and in my hand, I have the cardboard tube, the tube that you get at the end of the toilet paper, the cardboard, like, little roll. I was on my way to my recycle bin, and I just suddenly realized, here is the perfect art craft project for me, that I can take these cards and these postcards, and I can change them and glue them basically onto these toilet paper tubes. and have like a little at-home art project and solve the problem of not being able to throw them away. I'm just kind of finding another use for them. And the time in between, I got to tell you, the time in between having a new one was really useful time because I was thinking about like what the next one was going to look like. And I was naming them, as you do. So, you know, there was Wistful Dog, there was Therapist Couch, Beach Paradise. There was one called Easter, of course, and there was one called Autumn Leaves, you know, to kind of signify this passage of time that was going by really slowly in level four. And then, as you do, I started taking pictures of them and posting them one at a time on Facebook. And I got this little fan club who were really, they were just lovely, really supportive, like really enthusiastic about my my little at-home art project with toilet paper rolls and looking forward to the next one kind of thing. So at the end of level four, I finished my toilet paper art project. I also finished my at-home project. I culled probably, I reckon, close to two banana boxes filled with old correspondence. But guess what? Here's what I haven't been able to throw away yet. 14 handcrafted toilet paper rolls from level four.